Hello and welcome back to the Let's Dig Into That podcast. I am so happy you are here. Our podcast, we have a mission to empower honest conversations that foster deeper connection and understanding, to encourage open dialogue about culture, relationships, and the ideas that shape the world. We volunteer our vulnerability in pursuit of growth and lasting change.
Let's do this.
Yes. And who do I do this with? That voice you just heard. She is so self-aware, and she rarely has any gray hair. She's not afraid to speak her piece, and she loves dipping her chips in melted cheese. It's Jordan, everybody!
You take us on such a tour. I feel like I know myself better.
You've been talking about cheese dip all week.
Sure have. I know I'm not alone in this world. When you get that on the mind, you can't shake it.
Yeah.
Today, I am pumped to chat with my fun runner, the number one sun stunner, the jam shaker, and my magic maker.
Ooh,
it is JT.
That's right. That was a good one, baby.
Yeah, you just felt like my fun runner. You have been bringing the, yeah.
I'm on a joy mission.
You are. I love how yesterday.
I was so negative last week.
You have said that. You were like, positive mindset. And I love how it
comes. I choose to be positive.
That's exactly how it's coming across. It's working. But yeah, I have noticed that.
Joy. It's kind of funny because I'm about to ask you a question that I'm not sure brings a ton of joy, but I'm
okay.
So in about a month's time, you have a birthday.
Yet another.
And it's a birthday that marks you're no longer just 40. You're in your 40s.
Yep. So there's something different about that one. Yeah. 40, the sequel. So you decided to prep me a month out or 4 weeks out. And so, yeah, you want to talk about aging?
I want to talk about what it's like to get older now that we're both crossing into our middle age period, which I'm not sure
midlife.
I like that.
Yeah. Midlife, how do we feel about midlife? Did I tell you that Stike got a nose ring yesterday?
Really?
Yes.
Did she get the bowl? I know she used to have like the bowl.
She used to have back in the day. She did have the middle. No. What is that called?
I don't know. The bull ring?
Yeah.
That's what I was called.
But she got it appeared to be cute little turquoise stone that she has in there right now.
I'm all
but
for it.
Adorable. And I love that she sent me a message on her way. And she's like, I might do this. I might not. I don't know. And was doing the debate, but she had such control. If she wasn't going to do it, it was going to be very much her decision. But she was like, I don't know, is this like a midlife crisis? And then just moved on, because again, this was a message. She's just fleshing it out with herself. But yeah, and I was like, there's no crisis. She gave me no crisis energy, but I got hung up on the midlife part.
Yeah.
That I'm like, so she just hit the 4-1.
So this is one of your close friends.
This is, yeah, she's come up here in many, many formats here on the pod. And so, and we will have her in here, I'm sure, for a little interview.
Oh, but she's going to be an amazing guest. Can't wait.
She will be a fascinating guest. But I loved it that she had a very calm, quote unquote, self-diagnosed midlife crisis and gave herself a little nose jewel.
So are you feeling any of that? You got any of the midlife crisis-y stuff working in your insides?
I can stir up a crisis. I can work up a good, healthy panic attack with the best of them. And so it has been interesting that I'm kind of excited still. And so maybe checking back in a month, we'll see. But this feels, I'm coming into my 40s with, holy man, I've been waiting for this. Like, I have been, kind of trying to look back in a honorary attitude of gratitude. Like, man, that was a lot, but what I took from that experience. And so, to be back in my 20s. But I'm thinking this decade, I don't know about you, but when you ask people like favorite time of their life,
it's like always their 40s and 50s.
I feel like my mom used to say 30s, but has gone 40s for a number of years now. But it's true. I get 40s the most.
Yeah, me too.
They're like, I kind of had my rhythm.
I wonder that. Yeah, that's why I wanted to dig into this. I want to figure out why people say that. I kind of am scared of aging to a degree. You know what
Are
I mean?
You?
Like,
yes.
It's a little fearful. You know, like I always feel like a kid. Like if I had just in a bunch of free time and I didn't have any plans,
playtime,
I would instantly think, "Where's my skateboard?" Like, that's my go-to is like that. Even when I was in college, it was like, okay, I don't have anyone hanging out with me today. I would just jump on my skateboard and skate around town. And I'd usually run into someone and
not great literally, exercise. Not physically.
Yeah. Yes, just cars. Got hit by a lot of cars.
Oh, yeah, that's really true. Bob and weave people.
But you know what I mean? Like I always feel like a kid.
So you said, yes. And I love that about you. I think there's a lot of power in forever young in your heart and your mind. How, so in college, you said you're grabbing your skateboard, hitting the streets. Mm-hmm. Is the feeling right now, if you're like, oh man, I got a chunk of free time, which probably doesn't happen in the same carefree kind of way.
No.
At all. But is, yeah, what, so is that the limitation right there? Is like, you just have less of that part, or what's holding you back from grabbing that skateboard right now?
A lot of things. I mean, that's a really good question. Looking ridiculous. That's definitely, like, you don't see a lot of men in their late 30s cruising to the skate park to cruise, but I would happily do it. We also live in the woods, so that particular, sure. But yeah, I don't know.
Not a lot of sweet curves.
There's definitely some insecurity around, like, not looking my age.
Oh, age-appropriate behaviors.
Exactly. When I, like, naturally, I don't think any of my behaviors are age-appropriate.
It's a short list. Well, except for the fact that we have mentioned here when we're like, hey, date night, home before dark. Nailed it.
Yes, I do love that. That's a little eating bit. Eating at 4 o'clock, I've really welcomed quite a bit.
Yeah, I try to pretend it's closer to 5, but there's nothing better. And I think for you and I, it's like justifying the snack around later.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's like, oh, I ate something healthy at a reasonable hour, and now I'll move on. But
well,
yeah.
I want some more specifics about, again, you're the one with the birthday coming up. How does aging show up in you? Physically and emotionally, like, how does that make you feel?
Ooh, physically, huh? I mean, I think you threw out a few gray hairs there in the beginning, but
I said rare.
Yeah,
gray
well,
hair.
I know what I'm dealing with, and so you can say all you want. So, how does the aging show up for me physically and emotionally?
Yeah,
I think the physical part is a bit of a delicate area, because there's a lot of things that I like. I am somehow, I've been trying to stretch more, and I'm weirdly bendier than I was in like teenage years even, because yeah. I never, and so there are things that are cooler, but like the limitation when I have like that, the knees pop when you sit up and I'm like, what? It, like, whose body is this? And so so physically, I think it's showing up in the mirror. Because I don't feel it as much. I feel younger. And then I look at myself and I'm like, oh, shoot, that's my skin sack that I'm like, I popped on today. And sometimes very positive, but I like catch myself off guard. I've mentioned that I'm not a great mirror person, and I try to, I'm getting better at the self compliments. And it's not that my self-esteem is in the crapper, but I have a lot of I'm out of my body. Huh. I feel like I tote myself around and perform these little social experiments throughout the day sometimes. Look,
that's so interesting to hear, because looking at you, you are physically in amazing shape. And so it's interesting to hear that you look in the mirror and have some of those negative and positive thoughts, but like,
I look older than I feel in the mirror when I'm like, oh, huh. And I rarely smile. I usually am like checking for a schmug or something between the teeth. And so it's some weird facial expressions. But if I smile, I'm like, oh my God, she does have like smile lines and stuff. But I'm not
too hard on yourself.
Hating
babe. You're
on
beautiful.
Them because I'm like, they're called smile lines. Like, shame on you if you don't got them a little bit. And so,
yeah, it means you're not smiling enough.
Right.
I get you.
But you mentioned we live in the woods, and I think there's something about being 41 that I personally am not competing in the carpool lane at the sporting events with all the other moms and families and couple dynamics or family dynamics and all of that, that I am a little bit I'm a little bit safe. And we live in a retirement. We live in like
we do
Boomerville.
Yes,
and
we do.
That is by design. That is my people. I think that there is so much to learn and be appreciated.
Yes.
We literally have been called out at public. We went to a concert a couple years ago, and the lady taking our ticket.
Thank God, young people.
Clapped. Thank God, young people. Get to the front. There
go
will
dance
be dancing
now.
And I don't hate it being called the young people.
Yeah.
I did have an old moment at an old thing the other day.
Oh, yeah?
We went and played bingo.
Yes, we
did.
That's
right. At the good old Elks Club, they have an open bingo night. And I don't know anything about that organization and hope I haven't offended in any particular way. But we are very appreciative. It has a super cool community vibe.
We love it and do it all the time.
We love it. And so I went to get a little treat at the intermission halftime, whichever you want to call it. And the sweetheart behind the counter who she, I was like, ooh, you have homemade desserts. Which one's your favorite? And she says, yada, yada. She's like, oh, well, my mom made them. I can't really pick. Mom's there with her. And I say, as I leave, thanks, Mom. Mom looks offended. And I was like, oh, damn, I'm too old to be getting away with that. And I was like, that was really kind of borderline. And it's true that her daughter was probably in her late 20s, early 30s. And I, you know, wouldn't but I took the warmth of a kitchen mom vibe. And I was trying to be so, but she looked at me like, shame on you. We could be twins. And I was like, So I felt a little old in that moment. What about you? You said you were scared. You want to flesh that a little bit for me?
Well, I mean, I think that my relationship with getting older has been really positive for the most part. And okay. So I don't know why it's scary. It's probably the society.
I'm always going to be older than you. Yay.
Yeah, it's probably just society sort of telling me, like, I have to slow down. And that's what scares me is like,
yeah,
you know, I feel like everyone's telling me that my body's going to fail and that I'm going to have to slow down. And that's what's scary to me is like a year ago, I played Ultimate Frisbee for an hour with a group of 16-year-olds. It was part of my job description. You know what I mean? Like, and that feels authentically who I am. I don't want to slow down.
How you feeling about pickleball?
It's not enough motion.
Okay. Yeah, and I will confess that we have dabbled. We are not the diehard. We miss the wave. We sort of participated, but we're pretty serious ping pongers.
Yes.
And I would argue that our motion is almost similar.
Yeah.
That I go pretty hard on the pong table.
I've got another question for you. As someone who's in their late 30s, I'm getting to that 40 spot.
Yeah, who are we to talk about aging? Go ahead.
What's the one thing about aging that you wish you knew in your 30s? Like, and I know we're only a few years apart, but is there anything you look back now that you've crossed into the echelon of your 40s that you wish you knew the decade before?
The wish I knew, I feel like we are inundated with, especially women, of like aging preventative measures and all of that for so long. But it's like, what did I take in and like let resonate? And I think I'm still a little a little wild and crazy with like health. Like like you said, you're in great shape. And I'm like, I have good arms, but like I couldn't jog a mile right now. I'm deceivingly.
That's not true, but
there are things I could get it done. Don't get me wrong. Let me go on record. I could get it done, but it would be wheezy. And so I think there are things that I'm like, you know what? Like doing, for example, the same friend with the nose ring will be pissed. And I do have a dermatology appointment, but I still get in the freaking tanning bed. And so like those things, I know that's bad for me.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And so like, and I just, there are things. And so I think that not putting the like soda culture, like if I could be, it wasn't a huge problem, but there were so many opportunities that I would have easily loved to in the moment making better
decisions. Yeah. Okay.
I did a lot of extreme diets and like there was just, and I wish just be like, this is your one body. Like think about the softer, gentler, more compassionate like health look than I need to get in this dress, this swimsuit. I need to be this shade of brown. But fat does look better tan. I stand by it. And it does, damn it. But what about you? Like, I think about you coming from a background of, like, athletics, and you dabbled in a little bit of modeling. And so I'm going to just use an aggressive word, but, like, vanity is something that comes to mind where you were held to a different standard.
Again, I am on this positivity rampage.
Yes! Positivity pirate! Yeah!
And so I'm going to take that perspective, or take that question and switch the perspective a little bit and tell you about something I'm grateful for aging. My 30s were full of trauma, unfortunately. I'm excited to be 40, even though I have that scare and that fear of like getting older, but I'm grateful for the wisdom that comes with getting older. And you already mentioned that we're surrounded by generations that are older than us and that there's a lot of wisdom to be had. But what I've realized getting older is that so much of my early years I spent feeding my ego. And I fed my ego externally only. You know, like I had these two personas that I saw myself as a really attractive, in shape athlete.
Okay.
And if I wasn't fitting that mold based on my ever fluctuating body type, I was the goofy guy. I grew a mullet and a mustache and I was the funny guy. And those were like the
But you need to turn some heads, get some
attention. I needed to get the attention and it was feeding my ego. That's what gave me the validation. And something that's come with aging and maturity is that I've recognized that I need to be okay with who I am and be comfortable in my own skin before any of those things matter. And so the way that I'd answer that is like when I look back in time, I'm so grateful that I have the introspective look and I've done sort of my own ego work to be like, what actually fills my tank? Because those external things that I used to think did really don't.
Because all those girls turn in heads and you can't talk to any of them.
Yeah, I never did. Like, I don't think I've ever been like, oh, that girl's checking me out. I'm going to go talk to her. That's never happened.
Never happened. You're just going to fear fart in the corner.
Exactly.
Poor baby. But interesting. But needed the attention and validation, but ego not connecting to self-esteem.
Exactly.
At all. How, and, like, did you notice, like, maybe this is too big, like, when that break or when that discrepancy that you're like, huh, I went home feeling like
samesies. Yeah, I think that there's, again, when you start realizing what actually makes you feel good, the things that actually make you feel authentically yourself, and that takes work. Mm-hmm. It truly does. Like, that's not
something... I'm about to get started after this birthday. I'm going to start that
That's
path.
Not something we all have ingrained in us. It comes with getting older. It comes with being around people and listening and having the... and you know, subjecting yourself to the wisdom of others. And it's a journey that you have to do on your own and make sure that you fill up your own cup and figure out what does that. But it does help to have people who have lived longer than you in your corner.
Shed some light on.
And so to answer your question better, I think like 35 is when I was like, you know what? Why am I trying to be 215 pounds. Even my doctor told me that I need
to be. Yeah, that's not right for you.
You know, I'm a big person and I battled being a big person my whole life. Like, what am I thinking? Like, that's. And so it was just this. I took the time to think about what I needed. And I don't think most people are comfortable doing that. Does that make sense? Like, not only is it okay to think about yourself and what you need, it's necessary to grow.
Yeah, to be an active participant in humanity.
Yeah.
You have to take the time. And that is what I learned about, like, looking back where I'm like, yeah, the introspective, I was seeking what you're calling that external approval. But, yeah, that I needed to show up for reasons not my own.
Yeah.
Yeah, and doing a little dance.
That stunted me for the first three decades of my life. Well, you know what I mean?
It's because you're getting the gratification and the reward of, the attention. Like, it's self-serving and you keep coming back to that kind of reinforcement.
But you said self-serving, and I love that because it really isn't. It's momentary. It's fleeting. Those moments that, you know, can make you feel good. We all love a compliment. Absolutely. But you know what I started doing as I got older? Saying thank you. And letting my body understand that compliment.
That one is huge. Because I only recently, watching someone else struggle to receive a compliment, whether you're just witnessing or you've given them one, you're like, no, I am meaning this with my full heart. That's why I took the time to say it. That takes a bit of grace. And it's awesome when you get to see someone or, you know, but you're right when you said let your body take in the compliment, because I think I'd describe it as if somebody complimented me in my youth, in my 20s, it was, you have shown up as I've expected you. You have checked this box. A compliment of, you look nice, or that was really, you did great speaking up there. It was, you met my expectations. Mm-hmm. And that was a success, a win in my book. But now, actually, if, you know, you were the one that opened my eyes to, like, did you just hear what I said? And, like, or she meant that. Like, say, you know, acknowledge. And so it is really cool and so nurturing on your own little soft self to, like, actually, and giving yourself some. That's something that's kind of foreign.
Well, but you have said that there's this moment. And I sort of picked 35, but you've said this in the past, and I know it's not exactly what you mean. So I want, but you say, you know, there was this point where I just stopped giving a shit. And I know you mean that in a positive way. Tell me what you mean by like, I just, because I kind of think the external side of things, but yeah. Help me understand what you mean by that.
I hope, yeah, you're right. I probably, it's lacking clarity because who knows if I have it, but it's, I think we all agree.
This episode of the Let's Dig Into That podcast is brought to you by...
It's not fair. The calendar says it's your birthday, again, but you feel younger than ever. You want to hit the club, but the party vibe is wine and cheese, and if you let Helen plan it, you'll be left with dessert and tea. We understand you don't want to grow up, but society says we have to. Forever 41 is here to smooth the transition, located in the hidden annex of the Container Store, with pop-ups through a trapdoor at Williams-Sonoma. Forever 41 is where youth meets couth, a place to hone your authentic glam without blazing too much ham. At Forever 41, you'll find the latest trends tastefully suited to within a decade of your driver's license. Every day is a good day to reinvent your look, but that look is rarely teen pop star. At Forever 41, you'll turn heads at the club, but you won't get carded. Face it, the new sexy is now. Forever 41, fashions to express and impress, not expose. Empowering us to bring it, then politely head home at a reasonable hour. Happy birthday, beautiful. Now get out there and shake it. I think we all agree that with age, you kind of learn to let things, you know, take them less personally and whatnot. But I took a little bit of charge of my environment where I decided I didn't excel in an office type setting. Naturally, you know, I like to be in charge of my own day. And then when I, for example, I think about real estate might have been that time where it was an opportunity where I could change how I was behaving and present with a couple with an individual in a certain way. And I was like, screw all the rules. I'm going to be me. I'm going to listen to what they need. And if I can help, I'm going to work my tush off. And if I can, I'm going to be honest about it. And it felt like there was too much riding on the line that I kind of had to learn. And so I couldn't say things that weren't true to make them feel better. I had to really be upfront. And so it cut a lot of bullshit.
Wow.
And so I think that, yeah, but I think just time, hopefully everybody gets to feel that
time, but maturity.
Yeah, but yeah. Also I'm winning. Like, I don't know how I'd be treating myself if I was in the sexy yoga Lululemon butt class every single morning, and then with the fake eyelash pickup line. Like, that's not me. I am the fold over sweatpants. You know, and
but you had to come to that realization.
Yeah, and it takes some time,
right?
And so can I go back a little bit to your ego?
Yes.
Because I feel like, and again, we've talked a little bit here on the pod because you've been so brave with like, yeah, body image struggles, eating disorder type things. Like, what was the fitness? Like, because I'd love for you to enlighten me on like going from that hardcore athlete fitness. How does aging and fitness look?
That's a really good question, because you've actually helped me with this.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You told me something like, but you're absolutely right. Even when I wasn't participating in a sport event, like when I graduated from college, I still went to the gym twice a day, once before my work day and once right after. And I've definitely been in peak physical shape, and most of it was for appearance. And so my take on exercise and maintaining my body was skewed, because I was always gearing myself up to look perfect or perform to my best ability. And you said something to me. I was on this weight loss mission, because when we first met, I was maybe at my heaviest. I was up over 3 bills, which isn't hard for me to do. But at the same
every woman's got to love a barrel. There comes a moment where you've got to wrap your arms around a barrel.
And you released some of another thing that goes so much into aging, but the stress and anxiety that came with just my workout. Mm-hmm. Because there was some days where I would dread conditioning. There was some days that I would be almost fearful, but the after effect was able to fill my cup so much. But you said to me, hey, you know, you don't have to win your workout, right?
That's wisdom right there, folks.
Oh my God, that changed my life. It really did, because it's not, I had never framed it that way. I'd never thought of it like that. It was, I'm exercising for me. Mm-hmm. And so again, I really feel like aging and owning the things that come with it, the acceptance of the fact that we're going to get older and there's nothing we can do about it, takes a huge weight off the shoulder and relieves some of that fear a little bit. And that's what that saying did for me with my exercise is like, yeah, I used to run marathons. I used to run a 10K every weekend and win. You know, like that was the kind of things that I did for fun.
He'd like it to go on record how fast, truly, I mean, lightning speed in this room. But yeah, that's really hard. And I don't know if I coined that, but it was like I was post-divorce minutes and I got the elliptical that I'd always want, like had always wanted and dreamed about having in my life. So dorky. Maybe not, but I was pumped. And I, yeah, remember waking up middle of the night and I was like, I want to go get on that just because I can, had no one to answer to. And I was like, I don't have to win this workout. I got a random little mile in the middle of the night and it was just, it was very freeing. And so I'm so glad that that had a positive impact on you.
It really did. And just to take that a step further is like, you have to recognize like even now that I'm in my late 30s, I'm not capable of doing all the things that I could do when I was 18 and 19 and gearing up to play college football. I just can't. I can't lift those heavy
things.
Those bench
press numbers are
different. It's hard on my joints and things like that. And I can feel the effects of a lifetime of contact sports, extreme sports. Like that's a very real thing. And so what I still do, because I have that competitive nature, is I don't need to win my workout, but I'll still do that one extra rep at the end or a whole extra set sometimes to make me feel like I pushed it.
I like it.
That's what I think is hard to do is like I want to still get a great workout. I just don't need to have the mindset of like,
right.
But I still want to be able to push myself. And so the way I still incorporate that is by one more set. You know?
And so like the myth of slowing down, you're kind of arguing for like it's sort of true, like your joints and your body and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's maybe like doing different.
Exactly. Correct.
Like
it's an adjustment.
The excitement. Yeah.
It's an adjustment. Like my first ever lacrosse coach, good friend of mine that I grew up with, his dad coached our team. He still actively played lacrosse in his 60s. And I was like, this game is crazy. There's barely rules. You don't wear pads. And he still played in his 60s, but then I watched them play and there was like a no contact sort of rule. And like I have buddies who still play hockey. Mm-hmm. My buddy Robin still plays hockey and they don't check, but but it's about passing and there's just different elements of the game that you craft. And so,
yeah, we have North Carolina buds that they are on dad, kiddo, soccer team, mom. Like it's a cool, and I guess some of these folks have been in the same league for years and years and years and years. And yeah, there's no slide tackles and things and everybody's out there. I love that. And so I think about like, we're talking body a lot, but aging, like the mind part of the body and then that connection part where I'm like, it is the, I think when I was saying like the wisdom of folks that are older than me and it's amazing how we feed off each other is I'm like, tell me how you're still this awesome. And they're going, tell me what you've been up to lately.
Yeah.
And what you're listening to, what content. Yeah. Ring out your content brain. And it's really amazing.
Exactly. Something that we can always do that makes us feel like we're perpetually moving forward is learn something new.
Yeah. It is true. Mixing it up. Because like, how do you not turn into an old grump? Like, how are you not a crotchety crank? Is that? I feel like I always wrote it off as like, oh, their body aches.
Well, you know, I think that for a lot of folks, as we mature, there is an element where we let some of that ego go.
Mm-hmm.
But for other people, that's not the case. We're in a very unique stance where we don't have kids. And a lot of people are spending their midlife years raising kids or even sending them off to college. And those can create different type of ego struggles. And so if this is making any kind of sense, like empty nest syndrome, that is something that can cause like a whole spiral in that midlife crisis kind of thing. And so
I do feel like I've been in that situation of emptiness where I'd be like, whose body is this? And
yeah,
nice to meet you, partner. If you're still, you know, like that is a very, so the introspection I think is interesting for the grump.
Exactly right.
Crank.
It's that sort of self work that you kind of have to do in reconnecting. I think the hardest thing that all people do is figuring out what it is they actually want.
Yeah.
Whether it's long-term, short-term, period. Like, I can't tell you how many times I sit around and go, what do I need right now? And back to our Cassie conversation that kicked off the season. She has this moment where she takes a pause and say, what do I need right now?
And I have
I guarantee
been
you she's not going to be grumpy when she's older.
She's not. There's 0% chance that she could be a grump. But yes, our amazing interview at the beginning of season two with Cassie freaking Fortman. Mm-hmm. And what do you need right now? I am learning because I did try to take on her practice and I'm very choppy. I'm getting better. But it seems like real needs and surface needs, like, and again, I'm not discounting like, oh, I need a drink of water, but oh, I need to get this done off my to-do list. But there's so much digging that I'm realizing that I haven't taken the time. And so it's been really positive. But yeah, what do I need right now? There's a lot going on in there.
Yeah. And I hear you. And that's exactly why I said I think it's the hardest thing that people do is to figure out what they actually want and need. But to answer your question in regards to aging, like, that's what I think separates is, when you know what you actually need, it gives you the opportunity to do it.
Right.
And so fulfillment would be the answer is, I think if you age and you feel like you didn't accomplish the things that you wanted to accomplish and you don't feel fulfilled, that's how I think you get to be crotchety.
That's fair. Yeah.
That happens because you didn't do the introspective work to figure out what you needed when you were younger.
And I think that can be very lonely.
Yes.
Like, I understand introspective work is a very lonely process, but I do think they're in having the support around you. And if you figure out what it is and the power of saying that out loud and putting it out in the freaking universe.
Yeah.
And that I think that can combat a lot of that stagnation and loneliness that could come.
I agree. I'm curious, do you think that these mid-age years bring more clarity to what you want and need, or does it create more confusion?
Right. And I think that we're both arguing for this wisdom that's come and still learning and still baby sponges. But I think there is, I am now embarking on a self-induced confusion of really exciting to be like, let's dig into like, what is the clarity that I seek? Because yeah, if aging is the old, you know, adage of like slowing down and old dogs new tricks, like I'm going, if I am slowing, I want to, yeah, get that mind-body connect more in line. Uh-huh. And so I think the personal growth moment is going to speed the heck up.
Oh, yeah.
For me, in a really fun, self-serving, to use yeah, that compliment kind of way.
I love that. And again, putting you on the spot a little bit here. Do you have strategies? Do you have things in your toolbox you hope to utilize? And this isn't saying that you should be doing a better job. Please don't take it that way.
I get to start real simple because I'm new. I think that, like, I don't do breath work. We've talked about, like, I can't, like, 38. I've not finished a meditation. I'm still yeditating where I tried. I downloaded the app and it was a 10-minute. Mm-hmm. I've done two. I did a 7 and a 10. Never did I make it to the end. I was like 4 seconds short. And I'm like, eyes open and pause. Done.
That still counts though, right?
Sure.
Like, you got to recognize the fact that just because you meditated for 9 minutes and 45 seconds, you still meditated for 9 minutes and 45 seconds.
So it's like I'm opening up the pathway of communication. It's like I'm picking up the phone, but I haven't yet put it to my ear to hear what's going on. And so I think it's going to be a really cool opportunity coming up on the birthday on this next decade to be, yeah. And I feel so lucky to be supported with, tell me what you've learned, you know, in that quiet moment. And so, because I based so much on how I needed to show up, whether that be big in providing.
How you needed to be seen by the people around
you. Present. And yeah, and that is a difficult disconnect to get back out of. But it's weird that I truly, this sounds crazy, but I've never felt this comfortable in my skin.
That's awesome.
That's a nutty thing to say.
I'm going to take that as a compliment. Let my body feel it.
Awesome. I feel absolutely somewhat responsible. Hell yeah. And you should feel responsible because there's been a gentleness that you have definitely helped instill. And a lot of the things like my deviated septum on my nose, cellulite still makes me so confused. And I have paid for lasers and oils and needles and pumps and balms and Buddhists and all of it, thousands of dollars, it's still there. And there's something about, I think, I've done this. It's weird, but like the push-ups are meditative.
That connects with
my body. It's a whopping 20-ish a day. And
I'm so glad you said that out loud.
Getting to that, it makes me feel at my core kind of more connected, like my stomach's engaged, and it kind of wakes me up like I am in this. This is me.
There's so much awareness. Like, awareness is the first step in sort of, you know, I use that in your intro that you're very self-aware, because that's like the first step in growth. And we're not working on anything. You're not broken. But I love how aware you are. And you just said that your push-ups are a form of meditation. And I'm right. So glad you said that, because I think you're more connected to yourself than you even realize. But it's important what you feel.
Right. And it's important to, give a hoot. And I do think, like, walking my pups can be, when the all conditions are right, very, very meditative, and just being in nature, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes I will tell you, I'm like, I'm going to go lay flat. And I like to just be on the floor.
Why do you do that?
Because it feels good. I just need to go be flat. Pancake time.
Before this, you said it was because gravity wasn't working against you.
So I feel great in my skin from all the right angles. That's so true. Like, aging and intimacy, though, that's for real.
Yeah.
Like, has anything changed for you? Like, weight fluctuations are real. Aging stuff, like the gray, if I pull my hair back, like my sideburn, whatever, wings are full on blazing silver. But I don't know about you. If you turn that phone camera and it catches you from under.
Yeah, I don't like my toad neck. Who does?
My toad neck. Yeah, like the mesh. Nora Ephron, never wrong. But like, yeah, our necks are tricky. But I will say that, I lay it on my back is never a bad angle. No, me saying I'm going to go stretch is not a sex invitation. I'm going to go lay flat is not a come on.
So in your 40s, is there a myth about aging now that you're in those mid years that you no longer buy into?
I'm hoping to write the book on how perimenopause is a superpower and we're all going to take over. Like, it's going to be amazing. And I don't know exactly where I fall, but I'm sure we've got a toe in. And so I am, what I'm coming up on with the 40s is like, menopause is going to make, I'm just going to be a dried up old hen. And then I'm going to obsolete, like never attractive, like not turning heads. And for me, I think that shit can come from your shoulders. And, you know,
absolutely.
Like, it is how you walk in a room. And so, that I'm refusing to admit that this is over some proverbial hill, that I'm like,
okay.
Yeah,
that's
I prefer
answer.
To be like around a curve. But I'm curious about, do you want to reflect?
If there's anything that I'm not buying into anymore?
Yes, and I understand you're coming up on 40s. We understand.
I'll be there in no time. But
and you're aging beautifully, and you have reminded me that, when you look at JT's license, you're like, did you have a son? Like, you guys, you're the same. You are the same entity. But
I guess it would be kind of going back to that slowing down thing. Like, yes.
The skate park.
Yeah, I still am going to go to the skate park. I might not be leaving the coping. I might be just kind of floating around in that bowl, but that still fills my cup. And so, I don't know. I guess the myth, is that where we were? The myth?
Yeah, what myth?
Yeah, I guess the myth would be just the way that the world looks back at me. I've chosen to see that 35 sort of switch in my mind is I choose to look out of my own eyes as opposed to try to see out other people's. Mm-hmm. And so it's really about connecting with yourself than it is anything else. And so that anything matters outside of what I think in terms of myself, that would be what I'd consider a myth.
That's one that I wish I would have believed a long time ago is, it truly doesn't. It's not the opinion of this specific group or of the masses that, rates my value.
So I have another funny one.
Bring it on.
Have you ever done anything that was like completely off the wall to try to feel, or stay.
Did we talk about the youthful? Lasers? I mean, come on. I've had most of my body has fallen to the amazing saving grace that is laser hair removal. And so I don't know if that's youthful or just de-mammalizing. And that, I don't know how it hasn't come up, but like it has in many episodes. But the hair growth of the 40s is freaking awful. And we're so close to making JT tweeze for me. So close. Yeah. I don't know.
Not really?
No.
I think mine would probably be my hair. Like,
yeah.
I think if the grays weren't coming in on the sides here and my curly, like, poofy hair, like, makes me feel old. And I keep my hair short.
It is interesting with on purpose. And, like, any facial hair, too.
Yeah.
Well, from when, apparently women, too, myself included. I look way better. I look younger when I shave my face. Right? And so, but it's very, youthful when you get a little of that salt coming in on the chin.
Yeah.
What's the hardest thing to accept about your body? Because, like, again, you've done the weight fluctuation thing, and your hair, as we've learned, has covered. But do you have a little
stamina?
Yeah, endurance.
You know,
stamina.
I think that's pretty natural with aging, too, where I cannot exercise as long as I used to be able to. I find myself ready for bed at, like, 9 o'clock.
The wind down.
Yeah. And I'm just naturally, even though I'm scared of the slowdown and I don't want to, I want it to be there when I want it, but I've accepted and embraced sort of this, I'm more tired. I need to rest and recover more than I ever used to. In reality, it feels good. It's what my body needs. And it feels really nice. And so I've accepted and embraced that aspect of it, but, it was hard at first, for sure, and it's going to continue to be hard because I'm going to get slower and more tired.
And I make it a difficult household, for sure, because of the fact that I'm like, we can only, like, you have to be in motion. Stuff is getting done. And so honoring the rest, I think, is absolutely huge. That's what I'm working on. But no, I think I got the attitude of gratitude for my body. Like, hell, I'm going to wake up. I woke up today. There's no promises. But I think that, body and aging, where I'm hoping there is a shift where we're all embracing the fact that we can't avoid it.
Exactly. It's something that we should honor. And, you know, like, if there was one thing that I would want our listeners to take away from this conversation on aging from two people in their midlife, is that,
old-ish.
Man, is it okay? It's not just okay. You know, I already said this, but it's not just okay to check in with yourself and figure out what it is you want. It's necessary. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, I think there's a lot of people who live their lives, whether you're a mother caring for your kids and you have to have your focus be on them. Like, I would hope that as you get older, you have more time to focus on what it is you actually need and not what you're being told you're supposed to want, need, desire, whatever it is. Like, get in touch with yourself. That's what I hope everyone can take away from this.
Right. And the chase, we can't, win it all. And so that's where I think that, the greatest wealth, who said that? Somebody famous, greatest wealth is health.
Yeah, well,
and Virgil,
then, and then and then Voltaire. He had a very similar, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but it was: you spend your youth accumulating wealth, and then you spend your wealth
getting your health back. Yep.
You know, that's
And again,
seems backwards, right?
Yeah, and that quote a little bit old. It's been around a while.
That was in the 1700s that he wrote that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think there's I think self-compassion is a big one.
Yes.
Like, again, with that ego, I love how you, like, we have to reassess where we are and being a little softer with ourselves. I dig it.
Couldn't agree more.
Oof. Happy stinking birthday. I'm going to live it up this last month of 40. Yeah. I'm feeling 26. Yeah. But no, errant hairs. We could do a whole episode. I mean, come on. Yeah. It's just.
To close, what's the most unsexy thing?
Errant hairs. Like, literally, I texted to a human, and they said, what are you up to today? And I said, just checking out my nips, getting them tweezed up for picture day, going to my mammogram, making sure, that can be traumatizing.
Yeah, I get that. I guess my answer to the most unsexy thing, false confidence. You know, you got all that weight you used to throw around on the bench press. You get under that and you're like, nope. That's not happening.
Look cool.
Stretch out. Just recovering from a shoulder thing. It's okay.
Yeah, so let's get back to wall Pilates. Yeah, I'm into it. I think that'd be fun.
Well, baby, this was a ton of fun.
This was interesting and insightful. Yes. I'm all about, yeah, I'm going to keep doing those morning pages, figure out what I want and need.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I like it.
Make a difference.
Thank you so much for chatting with me.
Of course. I'm JT. Thank you for being here, everybody.
I'm Jordan. Until next time.
Be brave, beautiful friends.